with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. FBI officials in Pittsburgh are still looking for a motive in the attempted assassination of Donald Trump last month in Pennsylvania. Kevin Rojak, the special agent in charge of the FBI's Pittsburgh field office, says the suspect did online searches about explosives for 5 years before the attack.
These searches specifically included, quote, detonating cord, quote, blasting cap, quote, how to make a bomb from fertilizer, end quote, how do remote detonators work. The subject also searched for ammonium nitrate, nitromethane, and other materials consistent with the manufacturing of explosive devices.
He says Thomas Matthew Crooks, who shot at Trump before being killed by the Secret Service, saw the former president as a target of opportunity. Germany and the UK are aiming at a new bilateral treaty to forge closer relations with the European Union.
In Berlin, Britain's Keir Starmer is hoping for a quick result.
This treaty is part of a wider reset, grounded in a new spirit of cooperation, with our shared understanding that this will be developed at pace and that we hope to have agreed it by the end of the year.
For his part, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz has said he welcomes fellow centre-left leader Starmer's desire for a new beginning in relations with the EU.
That was Charles de Ledesma reporting. The Supreme Court is keeping on hold the latest multi-billion-dollar student debt relief plan from the Biden administration while multiple lawsuits make their way through lower courts. The justices on Wednesday rejected an administration request to put most of it back into effect. This is SRN News. A Christian astronaut settles in for a long space flight.
Imagine leaving on a week-long business trip and having it extended to 8 months. That's what happened to Butch Wilmore. He and astronaut Sonny Williams went up in a Boeing Starliner for a test flight in June, ran into technical difficulties, and are now stuck on the International Space Station until February. Wilmore says, quote, "We trust in a sovereign God. Whatever the plan is, we're ready for it." He is an elder at Providence Baptist Church in Pasadena, Texas. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some school officials in Oklahoma will not comply with a new order that requires that a copy of the Bible be placed in every classroom. A spokesman for the state education department says the mandate is not optional and that the superintendent has a wide range of tools to deal with rogue districts that do not comply. Other states are seeing lawmakers advance similar efforts to incorporate the Bible into public education. This is SRN News. Searchers find a missing plane and human remains in Michigan's Lake Huron. Correspondent Mike Kempen reports.
Searchers have discovered a small plane that crashed in Lake Huron 17 years ago. State police say they also found the remains of a passenger who had been missing since then. The remains were identified as H. Brooke Stauffer Jr., who was 56 and lived in Washington, D.C. State police say a private company, Great Lakes Search and Recovery, resumed search efforts last October at the request of family members. Earlier this month, the search team discovered the plane's wreckage. The plane departed Mackinac Island for a small town in Michigan's Lower Peninsula in August 2007. I'm Mike Hempen.
FEMA has opened disaster recovery centers in Vermont to help residents and communities hit hard by violent flooding on July 9th through the 11th. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.